On one occasion, Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath. And when he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, Jesus told them a parable. Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and close your eyes, squeeze them tight like if you had gotten some shampoo in there, because I have a whale of a conjuring for you here. Imagine with me, Jesus said, imagine with me a big church built up of stone and brick and glass, colored like so many little jars of jam preserves. And the light, it spills through those jellied windows, and it sets on little girls dolled up in sundresses, and on little boys, you know, wearing those mini blue blazers with the brass buttons, all of them there, their heads bowed, fidgeting for the words to "Our Father, which art in heaven." And down front, you got to picture this, Jesus said, down front there is a man, and he's shouting about how everybody had better mind your P's and Q's, and everybody had better do unto others as you would have them do unto you, and you better recycle and take your multivitamin for God's sake. And in the pews, picture this, Jesus said, in the pews, some person is thinking, oh yes, that's nice. And some person in the pews is thinking that he would rather be fishing. And some person in the pews is thinking that she cannot forget to swing by the supermarket after service and pick up those couple cans of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. You pictured it? You got it? Now imagine with me, and remember, we're just playing pretend. I'm telling a parable, Jesus said. Imagine with me not just one such church, but thousands of them. Big, big bell tower, striking steeples, the people in them, everywhere, all singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound, and singing it so lustily that they'd give themselves the shivers. And people in them everywhere, all trembling at the stark, stern truth of Ecclesiastes. There is a time to be born and a time to die. And the people in them everywhere, all soothed by Jesus shushing, though they die, yet shall they live. Imagine with me these many houses of worship, oodles of them, hallowing the bits of human life they touch, the generation and generation and generation's worth of toil and horseplay and straying and striving and wedding cake and goodbyes. All of it felt somehow to be the more holy for having happened within those brick stone walls and with the saints in the glass looking on. And Jesus said, as for the more than occasional dullness and comedy of church going, I suppose there's something to be said for a sense of duty. You with me? Jesus continued. But now, this is where the thought experiment is shakiest, where it's most a stretch of the imagination, where my parable might implode. Because it's beyond the pale, Jesus said. It's beyond the pale to imagine anyone ever wanting to pass on a snoozer of a sermon or potlucks, right? But imagine with me, that people stop coming to the churches. Imagine with me that people stop calling themselves by the names on the door. That they don't say they're Congregationalists or Lutherans or Catholics or Presbyterians anymore, but that they're spiritual, whatever that means. Imagine with me that people decide in droves that a pastiche of Sunday morning mimosa brunch and a little yoga and watching the sunset and a self-help book every now and again if we're telling the truth among friends and maybe signing a petition on the internet, that this all taken together does more for them than some smug minister's garbling. I know, it boggles the mind, right? But it's a parable. Go with me here. Imagine with me that friendly, decent folk figure that they're plenty fulfilled and can face life's fragility and can face loss without organized religion, thank you very much. So they shake off the churches as selling something nobody needs. Well, Jesus said, well, you can imagine, can't you, how some of those smarting, jilted, brick, stone shells of churches would react to this, can't you? With all the terror and with all the desperation of a has-been high school quarterback or a past-her-prime prom queen, you can imagine it, grasping after the glory days, doing anything and everything to prove that they still got it. Those churches, no longer given pride of place in society or in people's hearts, but insistent on being seen and esteemed and strutting to the best seats in the house still, only to hear, sorry, but that one's taken. You can imagine it, can't you? Those churches, of all theological stripes, jockeying for airtime with the pundits, their dying denominations courting regards with political statements nobody pays attention to, and with slick marketing and with social media. You can imagine it, Jesus said. The huddled few in those big brick stone buildings hawking themselves, becoming rock concert churches, becoming Kiwanis Club churches, or becoming Republican Party churches or Democratic Party churches, chameleon churches that will be whatever the white bread middle class or whatever the young people want them to be. Whatever, they'll be it, Jesus said. However, they'll self-promote and they'll climb and claw back to culture's choice. You can imagine it. And Jesus sighed. All who exalt themselves will be humbled. And those who humble themselves shall be exalted. Imagine with me, Jesus said. Imagine with me churches that love sitting with and worshiping with and love sharing life with the lowly more than they love the press that comes with speaking out for the lowly. Imagine with me their big brick stone sanctuaries turned over to the wretched of the earth, palaces for the poor, wherein to sleep out sun and cold and storm in the shelter of the Most High. Imagine with me churches that take their place with single parents struggling to hold the whole world together for their children. Imagine with me churches that take their place with kids whose mom and dads can't be moms and dads. The kids for whom finding somebody to help them fill out their FAFSA means make or break. Imagine with me churches that take their place with trans teenagers who have run from home and risked harm to have their hormones. Imagine with me churches that take their place with the divorced, who find no comfort in common statistics, but who still feel shamed. Imagine with me churches that take their place with Black and Latino and Asian and Muslim families and families with two moms in them or two dads in them. Imagine with me churches that take their place with those families when it's that heartbreaking time to talk to their grade schoolers about prejudice. Imagine with me, Jesus said, churches that take their place with the aging and the alone, churches who send their Christians nursing home to nursing home and shut in to take elders into their arms and whisper, "We will not forget you, neither will God forget you." Imagine with me churches that take their place with those who have been felled by a diagnosis and with those who have gone rounds on radiation. Churches that take their place with the weary and the frail and the sick and the so, so scared, with those sunk in depression. Churches that take their place with all who have ever wept and writhed with grief. Imagine with me churches that take their place with people who long for a love that has never come, and people, strange people, who hunger and thirst for meaning, for more to life than they've yet found on offer. People whose souls ache and always will for more, for a significance beyond what they can buy or earn. Imagine with me mercy-drunk churches seeking out the most misunderstood and the most hated. Imagine with me, Jesus said, churches out of the spotlight, thank God, sitting down at the lowest place, and there in the presence of the poor and the crippled and the lame and the blind, there, funnily enough, finding themselves to be in the most honored, in the highest company of all.